free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, March the 22nd, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host, as we continue our 50-hour broadcast in support of free speech. And folks, I want to remind you that those who rule speech will rule us. This is a key issue. And in the wake of what's happening in what happened over a week ago now in New Zealand, we have attacks against both the right to defend ourselves personally, and also against our free speech. And I have to ask, is this really the way that we want to proceed? When we have somebody who commits an act of terror and they publish a manifesto and say, these are the goals that I want to accomplish, do we give them that? I mean, isn't this kind of like when you have a kidnapping or a terror event? Let's say a kidnapping. And the kidnapper says, I want $1 million. And he's like, tell you what, I'll give you $5 million and a vacation. How about that? Free flight anywhere you want. No strings attached. That's basically the way Western governments are reacting to this. The way Democrat politicians are reacting to this. We're going to take a look at what President Trump signed today with the free speech essentially saying that universities have to honor free speech in the First Amendment or they don't get money. I just want to cut the money off to them. They're never going to honor free speech. What we have seen is that they've gotten so bold in their censorship that they don't even allow private meetings or groups to have meetings if they don't agree with the politics of that group. But I can tell you that, you know, what, 40 years ago when I was in school, we all know how people are dominated by teachers, and that's especially true in universities even. But it's even more so in kindergarten through 12th grade, K through 12. And we need to just get rid of government schools. This was something that was always a tenet of the Socialist and the Communist Party. Schools are not the only way that you get educated. The people who founded this country, not a single one of them, not a single one of them attended a government school. Did not exist. Absolutely did not exist. They were all privately educated. Most of them educated at home. We can put together structures to educate our children, and we need to do it locally. And I've watched in my lifetime how conservatives decided that they would instill the kind of values that they wanted in their kids, and they would use school institutions to do that. And it went rapidly from local community control to state control to federal control. And it is now being used as a weapon for social engineering in every respect, whether it is political or sexual or religious, it is being used as a weapon. And the worst aspect of this was when Jimmy Carter created the Department of Education. We had President Reagan say, I'm going to get rid of this thing. It was less than 4 years old. Reagan was going to get rid of it. Instead, he grew it into adulthood. And we had Charlotte Edsby, Phyllis Schlafly write a book, Deliberately Dumbing Us Down. Of course, Phyllis Schlafly was writing that with Charlotte Edsby, who was part of the Reagan administration. She was hoping to take it down. But they understood that it wasn't incompetent. It wasn't a situation where, you know, Johnny can't read or write or Sally or whatever. It wasn't a failure. They were doing exactly what they were designed to do. It wasn't incompetence. It was a conspiracy. And we need to call this what it is and not pretend that we can sign a magic, wave a magic wand and a magic pen and make this problem go away. It is deeply embedded. It is a deep structure that is alienating our children, not only from families, but from the principles that have always been the foundation of America. You can clearly see that right now. They are literally tearing the monuments down everywhere. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, March the 22nd, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host, as we continue our 50-hour broadcast. As this is an urgent, you know, if this was a Drudge Report, we'd have the alarm going. Danger, danger. First Amendment is being shut down very rapidly. Think about how quickly this has happened. You know, we talk about how, I think it was from Ernest Hemingway, one of the characters in one of his novels, very wealthy, went bankrupt. Another character asked him, how did you possibly go bankrupt? You had so much money. And he goes, well, gradually at first, then rapidly. This is the way societies go down as well. And this is the way we lose our freedoms. Gradually at first and then rapidly. Think about the fact that it hasn't even been a year. It's been, let's see, that was August. We're now in March. So 7 months since InfoWars was deplatformed. And now we have seen that 2 months later. Before the election, they deplatformed 800 different media sites, not all of them Trump supporters, but all of them opposed to endless foreign wars, opposed to the police state, opposed to the surveillance state. Maybe that gives you a clue as to where the censorship is really coming from. We had, based on a list that was provided by the Democrat National Committee, to Twitter, you had 10,000 accounts shut down. The DNC said, these people over here are bots. Now, if you are on Twitter, if you are on social media anywhere, you know that if you put something up that somebody doesn't agree with, they accuse you of being a bot. And I've got 121,000 followers or something on Twitter. I get accused of being a bot sometimes from maybe bots. I don't know. But you know, even if you have a big presence, I mean, certainly if you've got a few followers, you know, you're just somebody who's reading Twitter for the most part, and you comment once in a while, somebody say, you're a bot. There are real bots out there. And there are real political dirty tricks out there, too. The DNC, of course, has the an organization that gives them credibility for this. It's an organization run out of Indiana University. They've got various programs called Bot or Not, Hoaxy, Truthy, or that might give you an idea as to what their political orientation is if they use a term coined and used frequently by Stephen Colbert. Truthy, Truthy. Are these Truthy? Oh, they're not Truthy. Let's shut them down. So they are the, they give the DNC plausible deniability to say it's not coming from us, in the same way that the Southern Poverty Law Center was used for the longest period of time by all these different organizations, as well as the FBI and the government, to give plausible deniability to their prejudice, to their bias, to their political operations. When the SPLC was obviously biased and political and could be bought. We've now got whistleblowers coming out after we had Morris Dees, the founder, just pushed out. We have whistleblowers come out and say, what I did in a report years ago, now been flushed off of YouTube. I called it SPLC Prophets of Hate Profits. Yeah, they're out there prophesying about hate everywhere. Oh, these people, this is going to lead to something really serious. You got to shut them down. They are a hate group. I'm label this one as hate. That one is hate. They've got a hate map everywhere. They incited terror attacks against people simply because the people were Christians and believed in traditional marriage between one man and one woman. That's the Southern Poverty Law Center. No, they were simply out there to make money, and they could make a lot of money by being the beard for political operations, for the hatred of the left. And that continues. Take a look at what's going on in France, for example. Breitbart reports a dozen Catholic churches have been desecrated across France in just 1 week because of anti-Christian bias, hatred, vandalism against a dozen Catholic churches. Last Sunday, you had marauders setting fire to one of Paris's largest and most important churches shortly after the 12 o'clock mass. Police concluded that it was arson. In another city that is near the border with Spain, a church was desecrated in a particularly odious way, reports Breitbart. Vandals painting a cross with human excrement, looting the main altar and the tabernacle, and on it goes. They talk about the details of all these different, and there's more than a dozen of them. How did the Catholic Church respond to this? Like the rest of Western society, they are incapable of not only defending themselves verbally, but they can't even summon up any kind of outrage about this. The Catholic hierarchy has kept silent about the episodes, limiting themselves to highlighting the anti-Christian threat, expressing hope that politicians and police will somehow get to the bottom of the crime. Yeah, exactly. I'm going from memory, but when I talked about the fact that there are every year several hundred Muslim attacks against churches, and that's in Europe as well as Africa and third world countries. But in France, for example, I think the number was you're six times more likely in France to be attacked if you're a secular Frenchman by a Muslim who doesn't like you than the other way around. And yet, what do we hear over the last 2 weeks? Oh, it's those white supremacists, those white nationalists and so forth. Again, what the media has been selling us for the last week is a dog bites man story. When they don't report, the man bites dog, and when they don't report the dog biting the man, the reality is that we're having 200 to 300 attacks against churches alone every year, and we have hundreds up to thousands of people killed in those attacks, church shootings, stabbings, bombings that are happening all over the world, Islam against Christianity, not reported in most cases at all. Was there any outrage at the end of January when we had 20 people killed, Catholic Church in the Philippines, bombed, 111 people were injured, 20 people killed? No, you didn't see the kind of outrage that we see here. Were there any calls for restriction of speech by Muslims? No, none at all. And yet we see how this is being used in the last week. I want to talk about what's going on at the universities. We had President Trump grab video clip number 12. President Trump has put out an executive order on campus speech. And of course, campus reform came out with an interview where they talked to people on the street at the campuses, and they would get the kind of comments you're going to hear this in just a second. I think if it's like hateful and disrespectful to specific groups, then it's not okay to have free speech. Well, that's the criteria that has been embraced on the universities. They said, well, I understand that you have free rights to say what you want about people, but when it's like negatively impacting our school as a whole and other students around you, that's crossing the line. See, your freedoms end if my feelings are hurt. Well, gee, I'm sorry. This is snowflake censorship. This is what these kids have been taught. And just substitute for school. If it's like negatively impacting our government, or if it's negatively impacting a politician I like or a policy that I like, or if it's negatively impacting Islam, oh, that's like crossing the line. And we're not going to allow that to happen. But it's okay if you want to criticize the other side. It's okay if you want to criticize Christianity. That's allowed. Hatred of Christianity is allowed. Not of Islam, not even of secular humanism. You can't say anything hateful about secular humanism. That's the real religion that has been pushed in our schools for decades. Yes, the atheists do have their gods, and they are fiercely worshipped. Now they are basically apostatizing from secular humanism, and they're becoming Muslim converts, because that's going to be very useful for them in the coming civil war. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at this executive order that President Trump signed, talking about how he is going to try to make our college campuses fair and free. I think that barn door closed a long time ago, quite frankly. But hopefully he can do something about it. My personal feeling is that people need to wake up and understand that the big scandal with colleges isn't people paying lots of money to game the system. It isn't how they game the system for athletes and for coaches. You know, make all kinds of exceptions for people to get in. If they're an athlete, we pay the coaches tens of millions of dollars. Of course, the athletes don't make any money while they're there, but this is, training for getting a professional athlete job. Just give them a degree in whatever sport they played. But they don't do that. They pretend that they're getting another degree. And as I've talked about in my own personal experience, I knew someone who at the university I attended for a period of time where I met my wife. They had a football team. And one individual that I knew said, yeah, I'm delivering the test to these guys. They don't even care enough to memorize the answers that I give them. But we give them degrees and we pretend that we've got some kind of academic standards and we've got student athletes. They were just in training camp for becoming professional athletes. And quite frankly, they did pretty well. This tiny, tiny school had a number one draft pick, a defense lineman that year. Had another guy who went into the NFL as well. Anyway, I'm not going to get into the football record of the school, but that was what was happening. They no longer have that program. It was interesting because everybody loved that tiny school in that community. I went to a much larger school after that to study engineering, and that school didn't get any respect. They were the Rodney Dangerfields. I had an engineering college that was bigger than the entire school that I left. We didn't gain respect because we didn't have any sports team. Now, they do have a sports team at USF. And at the University of South Florida, they started adding basketball about the time I left, I think. They might have done it while I was there. I wouldn't have known or cared. Didn't have the time or the interest to follow it. But now they've even got a football team. And now they get lots of respect. It's really pretty crazy. I mean, the things that people will focus on for school. So it is, you can buy your way in. You can get a pass on everything if you're an athlete. And then regardless, when you're there, they're hard selling you Marxism. And it's very easy for them to do that in the Ivy League schools because you've got the very, very poor who are brought in for their ethnic diversity because it makes the rich kids who bought their way in, it makes them look good. You know, have this ethnically diverse situation there. So it's very much like a big city like New York. There's no middle class and there's no meritocracy. Instead, you've got the people who are given a free ride because they're poor and the people who bought their way in and don't really care about anything. It's kind of like we've got going on in politics as well. But let's take a look at what President Trump had to say about the executive order on campus speech. Here's what he said about taxpayer subsidy of censorship.
Guise of speech codes and safe spaces and trigger warnings, these universities have tried to restrict free thought, impose total conformity, and shut down the voices of great young Americans like those here today. It's great people. All of that change is starting right now. We're dealing with billions and billions and billions of dollars. Taxpayer dollars should not subsidize anti-First Amendment institutions, and that's exactly what they are, anti-First Amendment. Universities that want taxpayer dollars should promote free speech, not silence free speech.
Yeah, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars, and I want to just come back and think out of the box a little bit. If the federal government subsidizes something, what do you get? Well, they've actually created tuition inflation. They really are the source of tuition inflation. And as the universities demand that everybody get a college degree for credentials, and it's now losing its importance, really, quite frankly, they have devalued the actual college degree while they make it far more expensive. And I think that it has essentially become like the indentured servitude. You know, it used to be people would put themselves in indentured servitude to the East India Company or whatever to get their way over to America. Now, there was, it was different from the African slavery because there was an endpoint theoretically to it. But you became indentured to the big corporations, and it could go on for quite some time. It was not, your children were not born into slavery, so it was different in that respect. But it's very much like what we're seeing right now. People go in and say, well, you know, I want to get my passage into the economy, so I'm going to become a debt slave to the big corporations, to the banks. And you can't get rid of that debt. You can't declare bankruptcy and get rid of that college tuition debt. Never goes away. And so it really is like the indentured servitude of people trying to get their passage, poor people trying to get their passage in the United States. They found that didn't work too well, so they turned to the Muslims at the beginning of this country. They turned to the Muslims in Africa and said, capture some of your the people here and turn them over to us. Like I said, they were the ones, the Muslims were the ones who created the slaves. The British shipping industry was the middleman. They were wholesaling them, and then they sold them in the retail market here in the United States to the end users. So there's plenty of blame to go around. But, of course, it's only white people who are to be blamed, and it's only Western society, even though every society has had slavery, including the indigenous people here, the Native Americans, as they say, or as Russell Mean said, the American Indians. They kept slaves of their rivals, just like every society everywhere. Whether it's European or American, all the indigenous societies have had slavery. President Trump says, even as universities have received billions and billions of dollars from taxpayers, many have become increasingly hostile to free speech and to the First Amendment. And, you know, all schools, not just the colleges, but all schools, as I said, K through 12, are hostile to the free exercise of religion, if that religion is Christianity, if it is secular humanism. And if it is now Islam, as a matter of fact, schools are now pushing Islam and identifying parents who choose to opt out of that. He said, I don't want my kid saying the conversion prayer to Islam in the UK. Oh, you are hateful then. They're actually pushing the establishment of that religion because it's going to suit their civil war purposes quite well. We have Facebook explaining why they their AI did not detect the New Zealand mosque shooting video. First, we were told that only about 200 people saw it. Then we were told, well, it's about 4,000 times. Do you believe anything that Facebook says? Well, that's right. We didn't tell you the truth 2 days ago. It wasn't 200. It was 4,000. Do you believe that it was 4,000? Would you believe that it's not Facebook that's being punished, but it's also the independent media that is being banned? And when we look at what's going on in New Zealand, we now have a bookstore banning Jordan Peterson while they have Hitler's Mein Kampf. No irony there. That's very consistent. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This story that we have on InfoWars.com from The Spectator, I think says it all. What happened when an innocent Christian preacher was accused of Islamophobia in the UK? And I want to relate my personal experience. My wife and I have been to the UK many times. The last time we went, however, was in 2001. I didn't really like what I saw in London or the UK. We were big Anglophiles before that. Went there on our honeymoon a couple of decades before that. Spent about 6 weeks. It was between the time I graduated, the time I began work. I said, probably never going to have a lot of time and a lot of money at the same time. Right now I've got time. We don't have any money. So we lived very cheaply, with some real austere conditions, lost a lot of weight. We'd walk by the restaurants and just kind of look in and inhale the smell of the food because we couldn't afford to buy anything. The dollar was very, very weak at that point in time. We went back later when the dollar was doing well, when Ronald Reagan had been president, lived like kings at that point in time, but really enjoyed the history, enjoyed the museums, enjoyed the people. They were very friendly. There were a lot of people at that point in time that were in their middle age a little bit after that, that had fought World War II. That was a great generation. It was also predominantly English, unlike when we went back in 2001. One of the things that we liked to do, we liked to go to the Old Bailey, watch the criminal trials. That was really interesting. And we liked to go to the Parliament and listened to questions of the Prime Minister. Thatcher was in office at the time. That was a great entertaining experience to see that raucous debate going back and forth. But I also loved to go to Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park. You'd literally go there and stand on a soapbox and talk about whatever you wanted to talk about. Some people were out there basically doing comedy routines, or they would talk about politics, or they would talk about religion. And when we went there in the 80s, everything was okay. When we went back in 2001, I took my sons, it was before September 11th, we went back in early 2001, and we took them to Speaker's Corner and said, oh, you're going to love this. Except it was very different. There was somebody who was standing on a soapbox like this individual I'm going to tell you about. And he was preaching the gospel as a Christian. And there was a big crowd of people we started noticing, mostly male, and looked like they were Pakistani, started to assemble around this guy standing on the box, and they were making angry faces at him, at each other, murmuring, grumbling about it. And then I noticed that the police started coming in quietly, and they started encircling this crowd, this growing crowd of Muslims around this Christian preacher, because they expected that violence was going to break out. And so I told the family, I said, let's move on. This is no longer an area where free speech is safe. But the police were there to keep things under control. Now, that was 18 years ago. And I want to tell you what the police do now is not protect free speech. They shut it down. That's what we see in this particular incident. A street preacher who had moved to Britain from Nigeria 9 years ago, 64 years old. Now, I talked about this earlier in the week. Besides all of the specific, the hundreds of attacks by Muslims against churches that happen throughout the world, the hundreds to thousands of people who are killed, even greater number who are injured in those attacks, the attacks on people just because they're, not because they're Christians, but just because they're not Muslims. And then you have the situation in Nigeria, which is a genocide. More than 6,000 people killed last year. Muslims against Christians in Nigeria. Now, this is a man from Nigeria. He immigrated to Britain 9 years ago, 64 years old. He went to the Southgate Tube Station in North London. He preached for a few hours. He was talking about things. One of the things that he said was, as this author put it, a disobliging reference to Islam, which seemed to rile a passerby. A woman who filmed the incident, which has now gone viral, says that she feared that this man, his name is, well, I don't know how to, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his first name. His last name, I would guess, is Ilasanmi, was about to be attacked. She said the man had his forehead to the preacher's forehead. It looked like he was about to knock him out. Now, I had seen that back in 2001. They would, as the person was talking, they would jeer and they would scream back at him, which is fine. I mean, they do that in Parliament. It's part of free speech. You don't agree with somebody, you got the freedom to speak back against that person. But as she said, this guy was right up face to face with him, had his forehead pressed into this guy's forehead. And it seemed like the guy who was standing there preaching was the victim. But he was accused by the police of Islamophobia when they arrived. The video shows what happened next. He was arrested. He was handcuffed. One of the officers snatched his Bible away. When he objected, the policeman responded by saying, "You should have thought about that before being racist." And when they took the Bible off of me, he said, "I felt so enraged." Here's the point, folks. They wouldn't do that to the Quran. They dare not do that to the Quran. The police wanted to even throw the Bible on the floor. You understand? We have, and when you look at that picture that is on the article, you got Muslims holding up signs that say, "Exterminate those who slander Islam." Okay, well, it's not just those who slander Islam. It's those who are not Muslim. I mean, you could just be going on your way, a secular Frenchman who hasn't gone to hasn't had anything to do with Christianity for maybe two generations. You know, totally devoid of all of that. And they still attack people like that. But we have tolerance. We have the First Amendment because of our Christian founders. As a matter of fact, the American Revolution was a response to make sure that what had already happened in England, where you had one group of Christians persecuting another group of Christians, did not happen here. And quite frankly, those persecutions were typically because of political alignments as well, right? There was a political alignment with the Church of England against the Catholics, in other places it was the Catholics who were aligned with the French government against the Protestants and so forth. And so they said two things we don't want to have happen. We want to protect people's ability to exercise their religion freely. And we don't want to have this connection between church and state. Well, what do you have with Islam? You have a connection between church and state, don't you? Or mosque and state. That's what Sharia law is all about. It is the antithesis. We've been down that path before in our culture. And we don't want to go there again. We want to keep these two things separate. All these people say, oh, we need to have separation of church and state. You had these different groups come to America in different communities. You would have different religions established. So in Rhode Island, it was Baptist. In Maryland, it was Catholic. Most of the New England states were Congregationalist or whatever. And they were very concerned when a federal government was created. Number one, they didn't want to be dominated by a central federal government, especially in the area of religion. So they put in the First Amendment. So the federal government will not create a branch of Christianity and impose that on everybody else, because that was all they were thinking of at the time. And so it was a prohibition against what the federal government would do. It was not a prohibition of the free exercise of Christianity. Thomas Jefferson made that very clear. When the Danbury Baptist wrote him, he said, no, 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 there's a wall of separation. That wall was not around the churches, it was around the federal government. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what else they have done in the UK to Christians. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Do we find ourselves imprisoned in our own country? How do we escape this net of tyranny that is dropping down on us? Yeah, they are creating, right in our own countries, an iron curtain on our speech, on our ability to freely exercise the religion that brought tolerance to our society. I'm going to get back into more of what happened to this preacher in the UK, as well as the UK denying asylum to a Christian convert from Iran because they said Christianity is not peaceful. So, well, bring anybody in from Islam, keep out Asia Bibi, this Pakistani Christian who was on death row for 10 years in Pakistan because of blasphemy. She was eventually taken off by the Supreme Court, but now she can't get out of the country, and you got riots throughout Pakistan when the Supreme Court stopped her death penalty. People all through that country want to kill her, just like this picture on here. Exterminate those who slander Islam. She didn't even slander Islam. The blasphemy was that she, a Christian, would drink water out of the same well that the Muslims were drinking out of. They accused her of blasphemy for that. This is how Islam is being weaponized. The most radical aspects of Islam are being radicalized here in the United States. And especially, it's already happened in the UK. I'm focusing on the UK because you need to understand where this is headed. Right now, we're talking about, well, this happened, this person on Twitter, and that happened, that person on Twitter. Yeah, I've got a story here about a journalist who says, I was shadow banned on Twitter. They had my content up, people couldn't see it. Nobody could see it except for me. And it's like, well, welcome to the club, pal. This has happened to me multiple times. I've had the crew here. This is a journalist, Federalist co-founder Sean Davis. Twitter admitted that they removed a post. He said, well, no, it actually wasn't removed. It was still there. I could see it, but nobody else could see it. I had that happen to me here months and months ago. I talked about it on air when it happened. I told the crew, I said, print out this tweet that I had. I want to talk about that, show that tweet to people. They couldn't find it. I said, no, it's there. Just keep scrolling down. They kept looking and looking and looking. Finally, I had them scroll in, log in as me, and it's like, oh, there it is. Same thing happened. This has been going on for a while, but, you know, Breitbart talks about it with it happening to the Federalist co-founder, Sean Davis. This has all happened to InfoWars first, folks. As Alex Jones has said, we are patient zero. We are the test case in this. And now they're applying it to everybody, have been applying it to everybody. He says, is Twitter experimenting with shadow bans by deleting tweets so that others can't see them, but keeping them visible to you while you're logged in? Well, Sean, in a word, yes. It's been going on for quite a while. He said, I had to republish my original transcript tweet because it disappeared to everyone but me. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. You're too dangerous to talk about at least a page transcript. It's also too dangerous to talk about false flag attacks that our government was orchestrating along with the UK to try to get us involved in other wars or many other aspects of whatever it is that they don't want you to talk about. Whether it is exposing their activities or their goals with the sexual transgender agenda that they have, targeting kids in kindergarten. Yeah, they got a lot of different sacred cows here. As I said before, the atheists have their gods and they are fiercely worshipped. I think we ought to get rid of all this nonsense talking about hate and fake news. Just go along with the Muslim narrative. Just call it blasphemy against the state. Because the state is God. The state is a religion to these people. And why not? It's omnipotent. It's all powerful. It's omniscient and knows everything about everybody because it is omnipresent. It is everywhere in our lives. Yeah, it's got all the characteristics of God. It even has a religion. We have an altar of national security on which everything is sacrificed. Why not call it a religion? It absolutely is. Folks, we've got a 50-hour broadcast here to talk about these issues of censorship because these things are gradually happening, but now suddenly happening. It was something that was ramping up for a long time, and it truly is accelerating. Just think about the fact that InfoWars was first in last August, and then, as I said, a couple of months later, 800 more organizations were purged off of social media. And then you had individuals kicked off as the DNC submitted the list to Twitter that dutifully complied with that, said, well, here's 10,000. They removed those before the election. I think we've got probably another 90,000, they said, that we can identify. And then it continues on and on with the shadow banning, with other issues and so forth. But now they're going to the point where you have Western nations doing what people had criticized the Chinese Communist government for, calling it the Great Firewall of China, blocking entire websites like Twitter and Facebook and other social media. This has always been a hallmark of dictatorships, to say that you can't even go to particular sites. And now that's being embraced by New Zealand, by Australian, by governments, using their corporate shills to do this. And it's coming to America as well. You can get a VPN for the time being. The next step will be to remove the domain names of these organizations. I've predicted that for quite a while. I know that's coming. I'm surprised, frankly, myself, at how rapidly this is happening. But they have a time frame. I'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. Real quickly, we got this 50-hour broadcast. If you want to support us, we were the first ones there, and we are not stopping. We are not going to kowtow to political correctness. We are not going to be intimidated. We're not going to allow you to be manipulated. Because if they can do those two things, if they can intimidate us, if they can manipulate us, they can dominate us. And we're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to keep America free. So if you want to help us, if you want to be a partner with us, if you want to sponsor us, buy the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And as part of this 50-hour broadcast, we have put 50% off all of our InfoWars Life products. And we're still giving you the same amount of Patriot points as if you'd paid full price. So we've doubled the Patriot points as we cut the price of the products in half and added free shipping everywhere. We're also putting in flash specials throughout this 50-hour period. Right now, we've got a flash special for Super Silver Wound Gel. This is the topical gel that you can put on cuts and burns and other things like that. It has nano silver in it. Nano silver is very effective at fighting bacteria as well as viruses. As a matter of fact, you may not know this, but silver gel is used in hospitals for patients who have severe burns because they are at high risk for viral infections and bacteria and so forth, because you lose your skin in a burn. That's your protective coating against this type of infection. But if you get a cut or something, that also opens up your skin. Put some super silver wound gel dressing on it with nano silver. Very effective against all types of viruses and bacteria. And you can now get that as part of this flash special for 55% off. That's on top of our already introduced specials of 55% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 55% off Super Male Vitality, 55% off all Super Blue products, and 60% off Brain Force Plus and DNA Force Plus, two of my core supplements that I take on a daily basis. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the UK. It is truly Islamophobia. The British government is making everybody in Britain bow down in fear to Islam. That is real Islamophobia. Even though these people are walking around defiantly saying, exterminate all those who slander Islam, they're using the tolerance of Christian society against us as a weapon. I was talking about the individual who was shut down, the street preacher, how different things have become in the last 18 years. Last time we were there, you know, when we were first there, everybody was, you know, back in the 80s, everybody could go to Speaker's Corner. You could get a debate, an argument with people. I remember the atheists arguing with the Christians about creation and so forth. It could be funny. It could be interesting. It could even be annoying, but it was free speech. And it was a beautiful example of free speech on Hyde Park. We went back in 2001. The Muslims were starting to intimidate people. And now we have the police there in the UK, not only intimidating people on the side of the Muslims, shutting down the speech of the individual who was up there and humiliating him. They put him in a police car. They drove him to the outskirts. He said, where are you taking me? He said, somewhere where you can't preach. They took him 5 miles outside of London, dropped him off. He didn't have any money. This is a poor guy from Nigeria. He had to get money to get back into town from a passerby.
Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, this Christian who came from Nigeria, a black man who came from Nigeria, standing on the corner preaching. Muslims get in his face, intimidate and threaten him, and then the police come. Instead of saying, we have free speech in this country, they say, how dare you? How dare you have a Bible? They took the Bible from me and said, I thought they were going to throw it on the ground. He said they would never do that to the Quran. They would never disrespect the Quran or a Muslim street preacher. And he said that was just the beginning of his humiliation. They road tripped him outside of London, and then they de-arrested him, said the police. You have been de-arrested. And it's like, so that raises a question. What crime did he commit? If they de-arrested him, no law was being broken. But then why did they harass him, take his Bible, put him in handcuffs, and dump him miles outside of London? Well, this is the UK now. The UK, post-Christian UK. Here's another example. You got an Iranian man who asked for asylum because it seems like everywhere that we go as part of our American empire, we go into societies, even Islamic societies, like Iraq or Afghanistan or in Syria, for example, where we helped ISIS before President Trump got in and finally they put the... Isn't it interesting that we had all these people saying, President Trump said that ISIS has been defeated. Wow, what an idiot he is. And then you had a guy who was one of the highest-ranking military leaders in the Pentagon, essentially doing Alexander Haig. Remember when that happened, when Ronald Reagan was shot? Alexander Haig, who was not in the line of secession, gets up and says, I'm in charge here. I'm in charge. And he's like, shut up and sit down. You're not in charge. Just because you had a uniform once upon a time, you're not even in the uniform anymore. But it became something of a joke at the time. I'm in charge here. Well, you got this guy in the Pentagon who still is in uniform saying, President Trump never asked me. And it's like, here's the deal. Just like Al Haig, you aren't in control. We have lines of authority. And if you are in the Pentagon and you don't understand that you report to the president that we have civilian leadership, maybe it's time for you to go and for the troops to come home from Syria. And so now everybody is saying, look at this. They've shut down the last stronghold of ISIS. President Trump was absolutely right. We don't need to leave anybody there. I hope they're not going to leave 1,000 people behind. But again, the Pentagon is not really following the orders of President Trump or the Constitution. We had them say, well, we're going to put these troops in. Well, no, you're going to have a vote. Well, no, said Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta. We'll confer with UN and with NATO, and we may let you and Congress know about that. But they didn't, did they? They didn't let the American people know. We're all surprised to say, well, they got 2,000, they got 4,000 troops there, they got a dozen military bases, four airfields. Yeah, where do we authorize that? And we can't do any of that to protect our own border. But, yeah, we can go into there. But everywhere we go, we have situations like in Syria where there used to be Christian societies. We go in and we support ISIS. We go into Afghanistan. We go into Iraq. And all of a sudden, the Christians disappear. Massive persecution. Part of that is blowback against our intrusion and the way that we conduct our occupation of these countries after we do our regime change. So that's a big part of it. And so now, this is a guy, however, who is in Iran. Of course, in Iran, they don't have any religious freedom. It's a Muslim country. He put on his application that he converted from Islam to the, quote, peaceful, unquote, religion of Christianity. And that triggered the Home Office in the UK. How dare him say that Christianity is more peaceful than Islam? We'll show this guy. He won't come in, and we'll give him a lecture quoting excerpts from Revelations. Hey, you know what? I don't expect anybody in the UK's Home Office in that post-Christian society to have a clue about Revelations.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As part of our 50-hour broadcast, we're here in hour number two of our Friday broadcast. I was just saying at the top of the hour, the UK has now denied asylum to a Christian who converted to Christianity in Iran. He said, I converted to the peaceful religion of Christianity, and I'm being persecuted by the Muslims here in Iran. You know, the people who on a daily basis chant death to America, death to Israel, and by implication, death to all Christians and Jews. And the Home Office in the UK was really triggered by this. They wrote back to him. They quoted excerpts from the book of Revelations. Now, most Christians have difficulty agreeing about Revelations. You got more division today between Christians with different interpretations of what Revelations mean than anything else, I think. And I don't expect the Home Office to have a clue about what's going on. That's one of the things that's quoted, interestingly enough, by the Chinese Communist government when they ban Christianity, when they ban the Bible, when they go through and they edit the Bible and they say, if you don't want us to tear down the building, if you don't want us to throw you in jail, this is the Bible that you're going to preach from. Because I don't really understand what this is all about. This looks like you're trying to overthrow my government. Well, that day's coming, but and it may be sooner than you think. It may not even wait for a second coming of Christ. But they said it's filled with, Book of Revelation said the Home Office in the UK, lecturing this Iranian Christian who has converted to the peaceful religion of Christianity. See, he made the mistake of thinking that if he complimented Christianity to the people in the UK, that would score him some points, I guess. I don't know. He made the mistake of thinking that the UK was a Christian country. No. He doesn't understand what's going on. Quite frankly, I find it hard to believe how quickly this has happened in the UK. But they came back and they said, you know, the book of Revelations is, quote, filled with imagery of revenge, destruction, death, and violence. And they concluded, quote, these examples are inconsistent with your claim that you converted to Christianity after discovering it is a peaceful religion, as opposed to Islam, which contains violence, rage, and revenge, they said. So they said, how dare you say that Islam contains violence, rage, and revenge? Well, here's the difference. Home Office, Islam tells its people, to its followers, to enact violence, rage, and revenge, whereas the book of Revelations is talking about God, who will take that upon himself, expressly prohibiting that from Christians themselves. So it's basically saying that God will be the one who engages in the violence and the revenge and the justice, quite frankly. Meanwhile, in New Zealand, we have a lot of Sharia shills. We have the Imam of the mosque that was attacked telling world leaders that they have to fight hate speech. And The Guardian in the UK is very happy to report everything that this individual is saying. He doesn't have any police show up and haul him off and take him to the outskirts of Christchurch and drop him. No, they applaud everything that he has to say, because the way that this is being used, as I said, the person who is the alleged shooter, and in his manifesto, he wanted to see guns confiscated, but the Western government said, oh no, we'll do that for you, but we've got some other things we would like to give you as well, because we want to give you everything that you as a terrorist want, plus more. We'll not only take away guns, but we will also take away free speech, and we will portray the Muslims as victims and as the people who are truly tolerant, not those Christians. The reality, however, is that The Guardian also has another story where they are trying to tell everybody how dangerous Europeans, white people, people that they label as far right, that would be anybody that is doesn't want to go on a honeymoon to the Soviet Union, who's upset the Soviet Union is gone, who's upset that Castro is gone because they can't go honeymoon with him anymore. That's what de Blasio and Bernie Sanders did. So anybody that isn't that far to the left is far right to the Guardian. And so they wrote an article talking about all the far right terror threats. Halfway through it, however, as Breitbart points out, they do point out that even though they're getting these numbers at the beginning of the story from a George Soros organization called Hope Not Hate that has been funded extensively by George Soros, they said that halfway through the article, The Guardian concedes that while the security services have, quote, not revealed how many of the 700 or so live terror plots and 20,000 individuals classified as closed subjects are related to right-wing extremism, MI5 did disclose that such cases are, quote, absolutely dwarfed by the number of Islamicist cases being dealt with. You understand that? MI5 says, yeah, there's a lot of terror threats out there in terms of people who you would label as right-wing, but it is absolutely dwarfed by the Islamicist cases. And consider, as they point out here, that if you want to recruit nationalist extremists in the UK, you've got a population base of 50 million people to recruit from. And yet, if you want an Islamicist extremist, your recruitment base is 2.7. Okay, so orders of magnitude more people to choose from, and yet it is this much smaller group. It's about 1/25 of what they're talking about. It's about 4% the size, let's say. The Muslim population is about 4% of the size of the white population in the UK, and yet the Islamicist terrorists dwarf the number of white nationalist terrorists in the UK. Why is that? Well, Sweden may give us the answer to that. They've just done a study, and they found out in this study what I've been telling you for years, and that is the second generation of people who come in, these Muslim refugees who come in, it's the second generation that is truly dangerous. Why? Well, here's the raw data from the Swedish study. They say Muslims born in the West are more prone to Islamic extremism due to a perceived sense of being disadvantaged. Those born in Europe or North America are much more likely to see themselves as primarily Muslims first. They become angrier over perceived anti-Muslim injustice. They said the most important finding from the study in Sweden, however, was that Muslims born in the Western world admitted a greater willingness to use force to defend Muslims around the world. Now, I said this many, many times. I repeated it when I talked about Ilhan Omar and the chip on her shoulder, saying we weren't treated good enough when we came here as refugees. We were still poor. It's like, well, that is not my responsibility. It is not the responsibility of the American taxpayer to make you rich, Ilhan. That's not the way America works. But she's very resentful of this, and I've said that the real reason is because they self-ghettoize. They do not want to assimilate with these unbelievers that they view as subhuman, cattle, to be enslaved or killed. And so they do not mix with the unclean unbelievers. They stay in their enclaves, And this second generation, who doesn't see the violence that they escaped from, looks at this and says, identify with this Muslim community, but these people on the outside, look at how privileged they are. Look at how wealthy they are. Look at how they are oppressing us. Haven't you heard all of this coming out of the mouth of Ilhan Omar? Yeah, we're disadvantaged here. Even though she was brought here as a refugee, her father was begging to come here as a refugee. She doesn't appreciate that. She has a chip on her shoulder. And we have seen this over and over again. Usually these jihadi terrorists who get violent are second generation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarStore.com. There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the study out of Sweden that proves what I have been saying all along. I've seen this time and again. Terrorist attack. Well, this person is from this particular country, his family is, but he was born and raised here. We don't understand, you know, he's a Frenchman or he's an Italian or whatever, but he just went on this shooting spree, killing everybody. I said, yeah, well, they grow up in a ghetto because they will not mix with the unclean strangers. They get very resentful of the poverty that they live in. They get very focused inwardly turned into the society, idealizing Islam, and they get radicalized. And during the break, Kyle was telling me they actually have an acronym for this. It's very well understood. What is that, Kyle? Tell us.
Yeah, so the acronym is CRA, which stands for Conversion, Radicalization, and Activation.
Mm-hmm.
And what this essentially is it's a brainwashing technique used amongst extremist groups in order to radicalize, in particular, Western converts to Islam.
And so that's talking about Western converts. They have to do the conversion for the Western converts. But for the people who are second-generation immigrants, people like Ilhan Omar, who have a chip on their shoulder, and she hates America more than she hates the people who threw her out of Somalia, and she was a refugee in Kenya and brought here by her parents. And yet she has nothing but contempt for America. You can just hear it in the interviews saying, hey, we came here, they mistreated us, they didn't give us enough food, and I was treated better in a refugee camp. Well, it's like, go back. You can always, you have freedom to go back. You don't just have freedom to come into this country from anywhere, and we can't stop you. We don't try to stop you when you want to go back, so you could go back and live any of those places. But yeah, this is exactly right. It's what's happening. And when we look at what's going on in New Zealand, look at this. They've got all these Kiwi women who are putting on headscarves to show solidarity with Muslim victims. And I have to ask you, how long is it going to be before Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in Congress to show solidarity with Ilhan Omar put on headscarves in Congress, right? They will do it. It is absolutely certain that this will happen. The question is, how long will it take? Women in Christchurch wore makeshift hijabs, reports Breitbart, as a statement of peace. It's a religion of peace, of course, remember? Religion of peace. And solidarity on Friday, a week after a white supremacist killed 50 Muslims at two mosques. A 32-year-old woman, mother of two, said that wearing the Islamic head covering gave her an insight into what it means to stand out and to feel part of a minority. See, it's even more politically correct than the pussy hats that they wore. I mean, this is far cooler than the pussy hats. So it's just a matter of time before you're going to have all of these liberal women wearing Muslim hijabs at their protests because it's just so politically correct. Find out what it feels like to be a minority, an oppressed minority. It's amazing how different I felt for the short time that I was out this morning, she said. It was just so liberating. Yeah, you know, if you really want to be liberated, take a look at the app that they have for controlling their women in these other countries, in Saudi Arabia, the Abshur app. You can get it regardless of what your platform is for your phone. Apple sells it in their store. They don't have a problem with that. They have a problem with InfoWars, but they don't have a problem with an app where you give the number of your women to the Saudi government, and then they notify you immediately if your property, your female property, is trying to travel in a way that you would not authorize. Are they traveling out of your town? We know where they are. And if they're leaving your sphere of influence as their male guardian, then the Saudi government will let you know, especially if they're trying to get out of the country. And they will stop them for you and return your runaway slave. It's kind of like the Dred, they should have called it the Dred Scott app, because that's really what it is. I did feel a sense of pride to honor my Muslim friends, she said. But I also felt very vulnerable and alone, as I was the only person wearing one. It must take a lot of courage to do this on a daily basis, she said. No, I tell you what, it takes a lot of courage to take one of these things off, especially if you live in Iran or in Saudi Arabia because they have religious police there and they will beat you on the spot or they'll arrest you and send you to jail. I mean, just look at the story that was out a day or two ago. I didn't cover it. The many people, it's up on the Drudge Report, the many people in Indonesia, the place where Barack Obama was raised and got his early imprinting, Indonesia. If you are, and it's not just people that are committing adultery or fornication, these are people, a couple, if they're not married, they're seen holding hands or showing public displays of affection, PDA. Any PDA there by unmarried people, you know, kissing, hugging, holding hands, that type of thing. You're going to get caned. Yeah, that's obvious, right? By the religious police, and they'll do it in a public ceremony as a lesson to everybody else to threaten them. You like Sharia law? You put on those hijabs, you're going to get it good and hard. Saudi Arabia has now put a woman's rights activist on trial. Iran has imprisoned another for 38 years, says Breitbart. See, that's where it really takes the courage. As you see that picture of that woman right there, she took it off. Tell that to Raphael Stokes, the 32-year-old mother of two, who said that wearing the Islamic head covering gave her an insight into the courage that these women have on a daily basis. No, it takes courage to take that thing off, to say that you're not their property. It never ceases to amaze me how the feminists will go out of their way to create a fictional Christian patriarchy with a Handmaid's Tale and worship that movie. Because it fulfills their wish list of being anti-Christian. And yet, what is happening now in Saudi Arabia, in Iran, and other places is far worse than anything that Margaret Atwood or her feminist fans can imagine. Saudi Arabia puts a women's rights activist on trial. Iran imprisons another for 38 years. Can't even drive there. And they have head coverings that are far more restrictive than the ones that were imagined by Margaret Atwood in her imaginary Christian patriarchy. Another Saudi woman, many of them, are on trial after they contacted foreign media. You know, if you complain about how you're being treated, oh, that's a crime right there. And there are allies. Meanwhile, we have the president of Turkey, Erdogan, is praising the New Zealand prime minister, and he is also pushing the video, using that video. It's okay for him to use it. He's not being blocked by New Zealand. He can use that for campaigning. He can use that to incite his Islamic base. And no problem with that. As a matter of fact, he is cheered by the Washington Post and others. This is a guy who has jailed more journalists than any other foreign leader, Erdogan. And yet the leftist press loves this guy. Why? Because he's inoculated against all that. He's Islamic. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. Well, I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound, get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Identity politics is cancer. And it is being spread and metastasized by the Democrat Party. Now, the latter part of that is what I added. But the first part of that, identity politics is a cancer, was something that surprised people at a forum where you had retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Sean McFarland speaking. It was an event in Washington this last week. Reported by Breitbart, he said he was discussing his experience in training Iraqi and Syrian military. But he ended by saying identity politics is cancer. Why would he say that? As Breitbart points out, it's very surprising considering that they typically don't talk about politics. But it was also not the subject of his discussion. He was talking about building better Arab forces. And during the discussion, he talked about navigating cultural and religious differences in order trying to rebuild an Iraqi military in the wake of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria in 2014. But here's what he had to say in context. He said, I was the deputy commander for training and doctrine command. He said, that's something that we focus on. We call it soldierization. We assimilate people into the army and we teach them what it's like to be part of a cohesive whole. He said soldiers come from all walks of life and we bring them all together as part of basic training. He said they do it very well in the military. He said, we used to talk about the melting pot in schools in America. I don't know if we still do anymore. My guess is we don't. No, we don't, General. I can verify that, and I can emphasize that. We're working on exactly the opposite. And this is why, he goes on to say, I just heard a statistic recently that about 80% of American kids consider themselves as just plain old Americans before they enter high school. About two-thirds of them, halfway through college, become hyphenated Americans. And what we do in the military, what we do in the Army, is we remove those hyphens. You're a soldier. Next question. It goes back to when I first met my wife. It's kind of interesting. Karen and I aren't exactly the same page politically and in pretty much every other aspect. It helps to keep a marriage together if you find somebody that thinks like you do. That's why when I saw the article the other day about millennials saying that it's more important to find somebody who agrees with them politically than it is somebody that they find sexually appealing or something like that. And it's like, well, yeah, that's actually a good idea for them, frankly. I would underscore that. It's like first sign of wisdom I've seen from the millennials, especially if your goal is not a one-night stand but a relationship. You want to find somebody who thinks like you do. If you're a Christian, you talk about being equally yoked with somebody, right? If you're a Christian, you know what I mean. If you don't, forget about it. We'll pray for you, but we'll tell you where you can find a good divorce lawyer. But the bottom line is that I never expected in my entire life growing up in a rural area of Florida that I would ever find a soulmate who came from urban New York City. And yet I did. I mean, we were on the same page about everything except the hyphens. So we started to talk. She said, What are you? What background are you? So what do you mean? I'm American. She said, no. Everybody says that. But what are you really? You know, it's like I'm Polish, Italian, American, whatever. I said, I'm just American. My family has been here so long we don't identify with any, we are what Russell Means would call Native Americans. That's why Russell Means said he created the American Indian movement. Because he said, people who had family who've been here for hundreds of years, they see themselves as Native Americans. I always saw myself as a Native American. As a matter of fact, the schools that I went to, we had as mascots, junior high school it was Warriors, and high school it was the Chiefs. And we celebrated all that stuff. We didn't see any contradiction with that, quite frankly. We thought, yeah, we're all Americans. The Indians are Americans. We're Americans. We've all been here for all this time. We thought we were honoring them. Not mocking them. We didn't do it in a mocking way. We were referring to ourselves that way. But, she said, well, I've never met anybody that says that's not the way people think in New York. And it certainly isn't the way that anybody thinks anywhere in America now because of the indoctrination that we get in the schools. They're trying to, as this general says, in the military, they want to bring people together as a cohesive force. And, the identity politics, the cancer that's pulling people apart. That's right. The graphic that we've got up there. They're trying to build a cohesive force. They're trying to unify people toward a common purpose. It's a good thing to have a melting pot. And she said, I'm told that my family is always telling me that, but it was in school that they were putting the hyphens in because her family is a generation. Her grandparents had come here. They wanted to be Americans. They didn't, like Ilhan Omar, want the free stuff. They wanted the freedom. They came here for freedom of opportunity. They didn't come here so they could get welfare. There wasn't any welfare when they came here. And they worked really hard. And that was the experience. That's why I've said many times, the Ellis Island experience that all these liberals are now talking about, that wasn't the experience that people are doing right now when they come here as migrants who are coming here as anchor babies and so forth, or the parents who are coming here from China and from Russia or from any other country, have the baby here so the baby becomes an anchor baby, and then later on they can come in, they can sponsor them with chain migration. These anchor babies have a chain that is attached to the entire family, then the entire family can now get a free pass in the United States and a free pass in the welfare system. No, that's not the Ellis Island experience whatsoever. And they were all about working hard and having freedom of opportunity, not equality of results. And that's what the Democrats are selling to us. That's why the Democrat Socialists of America are now saying maybe we shouldn't be endorsing Bernie Sanders because he's not supporting reparations. See, reparations is about splitting us apart. Everything the Democrat candidates are doing is about splitting us apart. And because he won't say that he's fully on board with that, they're pulling back. Some of the socialists are pulling back against this guy who went to honeymoon in the Soviet Union before it fell. He's not divisive enough for the socialists now. That's how bad the Democrat Party has become. The Democrat Party is a cancer that is pulling us apart, that is balkanizing this country. And when you talk about slavery reparations, one of the things that Bernie is pulling back on is like, oh, they're going to ask me how that's going to work. I have no idea how that's going to work, and none of them do either. And yet you have Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and Julian Castro and all of these cancer, these tumors. That's where you should have a debate between one Democrat tumor and the next. They don't have any solution whatsoever. How are you going to make reparations for something that has been in place for hundreds of years? You've had further immigration since then. You've had intermarrying since then. You don't know who descended from a slave or what percentage descended from a slave they are or what percentage descended from a slave owner. There's absolutely no way to process this. And they don't want it. They just want to demagogue about it. Oh, I just want to have the discussion because I can virtue signal and I can divide and conquer. And that's the whole point of the Democrats. So the Socialists of America are saying, should the organization move forward with an endorsement of Sanders despite his failure to adopt specific policy stances? Well, nobody's got any specific policy stances on that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, during the break, we're talking. The socialists are now turning on Bernie Sanders because he won't embrace this nebulous but divisive idea of reparations. And Travis came in over the microphone, my producer here. Travis, tell people what you had to say to me.
I just said I find it extremely funny that over the course of 2.5, 3 years now, Bernie Sanders has become a middle of the road candidate on the left. He's not an extremist anymore. He went from being the outside fringe lunatic to, you know, maybe we don't want to go that crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I was saying earlier in the program. How do you go bankrupt, or how do you have the nation destroyed? Gradually and then suddenly. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing a sudden movement against free speech. We're seeing a sudden lurch to the left in the Democrat Party. And I think you're exactly right. I think that is exactly what we're seeing here. He is not radical enough anymore. Bernie Sanders is not radical enough or enough of a demagogue for even the socialists anymore. It's just too moderate. This is scary, folks. This is getting really scary. But as I said, it's gradually and then suddenly. And the balkanization, as this general has said, identity politics is poison and reparations is the center now, the centerpiece of their identity politics. Talk about putting the sins of the fathers on their sons. Now, if we go back to the Civil War, which is what they want to talk about, if we go back to the Civil War, we're not talking about parents. We're not talking about grandparents. For some older people, it might be great grandparents, but for most people, it's going to be their great great grandparents or their great 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 grandparents, which means that you're talking about anywhere from 16 to 32 individuals. What are they going to do? Haul us in before some kind of peace and reconciliation council? Is that what the Democrats are going to do if they get elected? They're going to haul us in one by one and have us account for what all 16 to 32 of our ancestors did in the middle of the 1800s? Is that really the vision of the Democrat Party? You talk about somebody being mired in the past. I thought they were mired in the past. I talked about Bernie Sanders, still crazy after all these years. This is a guy
who went to the Soviet Union in the late 1980s. We all knew the Soviet Union was evil by then, except for Bernie Sanders. He still loved them. Loved him enough that he wanted to spend his honeymoon with commies. Not his wife necessarily. I don't know. But now they've kind of come around. You know, Bernie has kind of moved away from communism somewhat. He's become a multimillionaire himself. He and his wife, they've seen the green. They've kind of exchanged some of their red for green, but not exactly. But let's talk a little bit about how we're going to go from gradually to suddenly. Let's talk about how we are now seeing this rapid movement to shut down free speech. I mentioned this a little bit yesterday. I said, whenever we have a war, whenever a war is starting, the first thing they do is to move against the free press, to move against free speech. And especially today, because we've never had a situation in the past where the people have been able to publicize so easily their free speech. That's what's unique about social media. And that's why what they're doing on social media to your speech is so insidious and dangerous. They consider your speech to be very dangerous. And that's why they moved against Alex Jones and InfoWars, to establish the precedent that if they could do it to Alex Jones and InfoWars, they could do it to each and every one of you. Whether or not you agree with us. You know, 2 months later, we had a lot of people, a lot of press organizations that would not agree with us on anything other than opposition to foreign wars for regime change, other than opposition to the police state, opposition to the surveillance state. They would agree with us on that. But they would certainly say, well, I hate InfoWars. Even though I agree with them on these issues, I'm not like that. I would agree with Ron Wyden when he got James Clapper to testify under oath to lie, to commit perjury, which they never punished him for. I was glad that Ron Wyden did that, but I don't agree with Ron Wyden on anything else. But I'm happy to applaud him for doing that. But these people who got shut down 2 months after us, most of them, were just dancing around, like a bunch of Muslims and Israelis after the 9/11 towers came down, after we came down. They were very excited about that, dancing in the streets, celebrating. And so let's talk about the fact that now this is the time. It really is the time. They understand that we are approaching a moment in history that happens every 70 to 80 years. It's a generational thing. And we are approaching that moment. And let me give you an example. We're talking about reparations. Let's talk about Civil War. Civil War, for all of you who went to government school and never got curious about what really happened, of course, that happened in the 1860s, 1861, 1865. However, you might be surprised, because it's not usually talked about, the nullification crisis of 1832 to 1833. So 30 years earlier, there was a crisis in the United States that didn't have anything to do with slavery. It was all economics based. And I've said that yes, slavery was a component, but it was not the ultimate cause of the Civil War. It really was about whether there was going to be secession and a splitting, and that splitting was fracturing along the lines of a competition that was regional, economic, and had to do with trade. Going back to 1832, 1833, the nullification crisis, it began with tariffs that were imposed in 1828. They had what the southern states called the Tariff of Abomination. They imposed a 38% tax. That was very high in those days. Very, very high. They considered that to be slavery level, and it is. We've just gotten accustomed to it. 38% tax on 92% of everything that the southern states exported. And the northern industrial economies were basically exempted from that. So they were trying to protect their industry. So you had the competition between industrial power base, economic power base, and an agrarian power base. And that's what we saw happening throughout Europe, as I've pointed out before. The wars of consolidation for the nation state were essentially wars between the rising industrial base against the already landed gentry of the agrarian base that had been in place for quite some time. So there was a change, a restructuring of the economy, a restructuring of the political power base that was happening across Europe and happening in America because of the Industrial Revolution. These industrial powers wanted to create centralized nation states. They wanted to protect their industries. The agrarian people did not. And so they imposed, in 1828, the federal government imposed a 38% tax on 92% of everything the southern states did. They call that the tariff of abomination. And they said, you either take that out or we're leaving the Union. That created the nullification crisis. It ultimately led to the resignation of the vice president of the United States, John C. Calhoun, who was from the South, from South Carolina. And the federal government, with Andrew Jackson, responded by passing the Force Act. The Force Act was saying, if you secede, we're going to invade and put you, consider this to be a rebellion and put it down by force. Now, why didn't that happen in the 1830s instead of the 1860s? I'm telling you that it happened. It didn't happen then because the people were able to come together and to defuse that crisis because generationally they didn't have the attitude that was already fully prepared for a change. That change comes every 70 to 80 years. And they were only halfway through that cycle. And that generation of people who were in control didn't want to see that kind of a change. But when it was 70 or 80 years after the American Revolution, the same forces were still in place. We saw an exact replay of that. And it came even from the same people. South Carolina, nullification, secession, so forth. They were the first ones to secede. And then you had a Force Act by Abraham Lincoln putting together a massive army, which caused other states to secede. And here's another history lesson for you. You know, when the Northern troops came down, they didn't even refer to them, the people and the soldiers, the Confederate soldiers, they didn't even refer to them as rebels. They called them secesh. But they certainly didn't call them racist. They didn't call them white supremacists. They didn't call them any of those things. They called them secesh. And they said, when they were asked, why are you fighting us? They asked the secesh when they captured them. And they said, because you are here. Because you are here. Shelby Foote in the NPR documentary about the Civil War pointed that out. Because you are here, we're fighting for our independence. Most of those soldiers were not fighting for their slaves. They didn't own slaves. They were fighting so that they would not be enslaved. And folks, if you want to fight so that you're not enslaved, take a look at the specials we have as this part of this 50-hour broadcast. 50% off of everything and double the Patriot points. We have 55% off some selected
items. It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalist, if you want to take on the new world order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? It costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
You know, there's a lot of people who are worried about the rapid changes that are about to come upon us. The people who, the historians who came up with the fourth turning book, who created the label of millennial for this generation that we have right now. Strauss and Howe were the authors of the fourth turning. One of them has passed on, but Neil Strauss, who's still around, said he believes that we are currently in a fourth turning. And these are periods of time that we've seen in history in the past. The American Revolution, about 80 years later. The Civil War, about 80 years later. We had the Great Depression and World War II, and they said, yeah, we're in a situation like that right now, a period of time like that right now. They had said back in the 90s when they wrote that book, they said, there'll be something that'll happen in the mid-2000s that'll be a global crisis. Well, that did happen. They said, now Neil Strauss, who has survived, said that he believes that the fourth turning began around 2008 with the banking crisis. He believes that it'll end around 2029. Now, of course, the UN and many of these globalists have understood this for a while. That's why you see all of the 2030 deadline for smart cities, and they're going to have all this stuff in place by then. You got people like Andrew Yang who are out there saying, we've got to have universal income, universal basic income, UBI. He's pushing that. That was his key policy that he was running on. But he said, we got to do that so that we can, otherwise we're going to have these white nationalists who are going to be putting people like me, he's Asian, he says, being putting people like Andrew Yang in concentration camps or killing us. Well, okay. He's playing the race card, as they all do. It's his version of reparations. I'm going to be a victim. Help me. Let's pay these people off. Because he understands that automation, artificial intelligence, robotics, and so forth are going to create massive unemployment against across every industry from top to bottom. We've had a lot of projections. It's not just in our society. South Koreans are saying, you know, we're probably going to have about 60-70% of doctors and lawyers lose their jobs because of artificial intelligence, robotics, and other issues like that. So it's across every economic segment, is across every industry. We've never had a situation like this in history where every industry has been affected. Yeah, we've had situations where we've had a competition between agrarian and industrial interests, and that was when we had the Civil War. And now we're going to have that kind of competition in Western, well, worldwide. We're going to have that kind of situation as well as a greater depression. Combining with that kind of layoff. And so he's out there with UBI. I think we ought to call it, instead of universal basic income, I think we ought to call it uncle basic income. You know, Eric Peters, who's a frequent guest on here, whenever he talks about something coming from the federal government, he calls it, refers to the federal government as uncle, as an Uncle Sam, or uncle's got a new fatwa, or whatever. Well, uncle's got an idea to keep you in your basement forever and keep you pacified. It's called UBI. Uncle's basic income, and it is very basic. You're not going to be able to live off of it. I don't know why it's such an attraction to the millennials. But there's a great counter to this on Zero Hedge from Lee Friday in the Mises Institute. He says, forget about guaranteeing income. Let's just stop the government from prohibiting income. I was talking about how they had a push to secede from the United States back in the 1830s because there was a 38% tax. We beg for that kind of low tax rate today, 38% tax. The government is prohibiting income. Just stop prohibiting income. Allow people to be free. Don't try to get equality of results. UBI, folks, is nothing other than full-on communism. And what I'm really surprised at is how little attention that gets and how there's absolutely no attention paid to the fact that Andrew Yang wants to have some kind of a czar to determine what's true and what's not, and to pull down and censor, and to fine people. To fine people. Don't hear anybody talking about that. They just talk about his insane ideas about circumcision and mall recovery, shopping mall recovery. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor, because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we continue with our 50-hour broadcast in support of free speech. You know, yesterday on the Alex Jones Show, Alex was talking to George Norrie, radio host of Coast to Coast. And as they were talking about how weak the field of candidates in the Democrat Party are, George Norrie said, you know, I'd be open to running for this. And so we have a poll that's put up. You can see it on InfoWars.com. You can find the link to it. But Don Salazar on his Twitter account put up a poll. If this was the list of Democrat candidates today, who would you vote for? And you've got choices. Beto, Biden, Yang, that I was just talking about, or George Norrie. Right now, George Norrie, at least this morning while I looked at it, George Norrie was in the lead, beating even Andrew Yang. And I don't even know what George Norrie thinks about circumcision or about vacant shopping malls. I mean, that's the level of detail that Andrew Yang wants to get in. A lot of these people look at this and think that that's some kind of a great thing, that he wants to micromanage every detail of our lives. I think it's mental illness. Not only, I think it's mental illness from the people who support him. I think it is absolute arrogance and conceit from this guy to think that he's smart enough that he should, that he's got a solution for everything. Oh yeah, we're going to find a way. The malls were the center of our communities. It's like, well, maybe for your generation, not for mine. We didn't even have shopping malls until I was in high school where I lived. So it's not, I don't see it as being Americana. It's just a thing out there. And when these things go bankrupt, which is what should have happened with the banks, you make bad business decisions or the business environment changes, then you can call them vulture capitalists if you want to, but they do perform the same function that the vultures do in terms of road cleanup for roadkill. They come in and they turn it into dinner. They clean it up and they repurpose it for something else. And that's really what needs to be done to the malls. I'm sad to see so many brick and mortar retailers going out of business to Amazon, but I don't want to see some know-it-all conceited kid telling me how to run the economy. And he's got conceited kid ideas about even zoning in local areas. Like, oh, well, you know, we need to have more housing. And so we need to build high density housing because, you know, got to pack everybody in the cities for that UN 2030 agenda. And so we're going to have to get rid of any zoning laws that are out there that are put in place to protect property values or to create a stable environment. So he said, yeah, we're just going to have the federal government come in and say, we're going to trample your zoning laws and your property rights. We're going to tell you what to do about this kind of stuff. I mean, the arrogance of this guy just really irks me. And telling us even he wants to get into your pants even worse than the TSA, and tell you whether you should or should not get circumcised. I mean, it's unbelievable. So why wouldn't I vote for George Norrie? He's got the good sense not to go that far. Today, Alex Jones is going to have at 2 p.m. Central Time. George Norrie was on yesterday. Today, Alex Jones is going to have Joe Rogan, and he's going to be live in studio. So that should be a very interesting interview, the two of them together live. It's not going to be over Skype. Joe Rogan is going to be in studio live today at 2 p.m. with Alex Jones. Let's talk about the Democrats. Get video clip number one and video clip number two ready here. I didn't tell you that over the break. Politico is looking at this and saying, if the economy stays strong, which is, I didn't need Politico to tell me this. I had Gerald Celente tell me this yesterday. and we knew this, right? We knew this going back to the election that Bill Clinton, when he was running for re-election. It's the economy, stupid. He said, forget about all this scandal. You know, yeah, we got all this dirty stuff we did with Whitewater. We got a list of dead bodies a mile long of people who knew me and Hillary. Forget about all that. Nobody cares about any of that. They don't care about what I did in the Oval Office with an intern. It's the economy, stupid. If the economy's doing well, they're going to reelect me. And so Politico is saying, yeah, it's going to happen with Trump too. In spite of all the fact, that there's nothing there and it was all just a charade. I mean, that's the other dynamic that's going to be at play here. When people find out that this was an attempted coup by the deep state, as Mark Meadows, North Carolina, has been saying, we're going to release these documents, he said. It's going to show that not only were the FBI and the Department of Justice together, but we also had ambassadors, sitting ambassadors, who were involved in this. And, of course, it's also going to draw in the CIA, the NSA. All of these people are going to be drawn in. The FISA court that most people didn't even know about before, we were talking about it, how it was a star chamber, how it was supposed to, it was put in place to control abuses, domestic abuses by our intelligence agencies. They said, yeah, we want to have intelligence about what's going on in foreign countries, but we want to put restrictions on them. They've already started spying in the 1960s. They had started spying on Americans, the NSA and the CIA. So Frank Church and the Church Committee hearings and Congressman Pike in the House said, we don't want that to happen. We're going to let them continue to spy on people, and we'll let them do that by going before the FISA court. But they're not going to be allowed without a warrant to even spy on Americans in foreign countries, let alone Americans in America. But now they've turned it upside down, inside out, like they have our Constitution. The Constitution that was meant to restrain them, the Constitution that they have to swear an oath to in order to have authority. They have used these things then to do exactly what they were prohibited from doing. Every time I think about their oaths to the Constitution, it always takes me back to the Lord of the Rings. It's such a great example. You know, you had the so-called kings of Gondor, who really weren't kings. They were stewards, right? Because the real king, as you remember the third movie, the third book, Return of the King, the real king had gone away and was not sitting on the throne. The stewards who had sworn allegiance to that king in name only saw themselves as the rightful king. What a picture that is of the federal government as it currently stands. The real king in America is the Constitution. We're talking about politics. Of course, the people who fought the Revolutionary War said no king but Jesus. That's who they saw as their king. And that's one of the reasons why everything is falling apart here in America, is because we're now a post-Christian society. But Politico says there's going to be a Trump slide, a landslide in 2020 if the economy stays strong. They may not even need a strong economy because the Democrats are so weak and so vile. Take a look at what Beto O'Rourke said, for example, about abortion. Let's play video clip number one.
I wanted to ask you about a recent bill that just went through the Senate about 2 weeks ago. And the bill was that if an abortion was performed on a viable fetus and the fetus survived the abortion, the doctor would then be compelled to give that living baby the same care as any other pregnancy baby that came out and put that baby through the care. Would you support this bill that does not in any way limit abortion, simply seeks to keep babies alive that have been born alive?
Thank you for the question. The way that I would approach your question and this issue generally is to trust women to make their own decisions about their own bodies. When we talk about universal guarantee, high-quality health care for everyone in this country, it's primary health care, it's mental health care, and it's women's.
All right, let's stop it, because I can't take any more of the lies and the hypocrisy of that idiot or the Democrats, because as we pointed out yesterday when I interviewed fellow McAleer, did a very detailed book on Gosnell, did a movie about Gosnell, gosnellmovie.com. This is not about women's health. If it was about women's health, they would want to have some protections for the women who go to get abortions. And yet you had women who died under barbaric circumstances under Kermit Gosnell. We got the Maine governor, a Democrat, of course, introducing a bill to let even non-doctors commit abortions. They don't care about women's health. Give me a break. What a bunch of lying hypocrites they are. And you've got Democrats introducing a bill in the Senate. Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat of Oregon. They have the Kittens Act. We got to stop the USDA from killing kittens. But we got to fund the killing of human babies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Leo Zagami from Italy. I saw him actually on leozagami.com first. He was the first one to cover the story. It was so amazing. This guy, the migrant from Senegal, who was a school bus driver, turns to the kids and says, you know, you're all going to die. And so joining us now is Leo Zagami. Leo, thank you for joining us. I want to talk to you and find the reaction of the people there in Italy, because as you pointed out, this guy had been convicted of both drunk driving and sexual abuse of children. He was a pedophile and a drunk driver, and so they choose to have this guy drive a school bus. Perfect combination of those two qualifications to make him drive a school bus, right?
Okay, David, it's definitely not the perfect combination, and Italian police has been asked by the Interior Ministry today to be a little bit more stringent on these laws regarding checking the actual status of these drivers. I mean, it's incredible that this guy also had a pistol, so he had a weapon, and he was setting on fire with gasoline the whole bus, and it was only by a miracle that this whole thing didn't turn in a disaster, because one of the children apparently managed to call the police, and they in turn started chasing the bus, and it was like a bus chase out of a movie, where they the police went against the bus, then at one point the bus stopped, and then at that point they actually had to break the windows behind the bus to let the children out while the guy was setting the bus on fire. I mean,
yeah, with gasoline, yeah.
Yeah, and now the judge today said the magistrates who are taking care of the case said they will not let out this this criminal, who is now being charged probably also with the terrorism, because this was a deliberate act, and he is not repentant. He said he will do it 100 times more. He said he's a representative of Pan-Africanism. He did it for Africa. But the strange thing, he says that he did it also because he hopes that the right wing will win in the next European election. So it's one of those very strange acts, like we saw also in New Zealand, where the actual terrorist is preaching one thing and the total contrary of that thing. I mean, so it creates a lot of confusion, but the Italians are definitely very angry. The first retaliation was in the last few hours in the south of Italy, where somebody from Senegal was set on fire, and I think he died, I'm not sure, but this is a news that just came in from the south of Italy, in one of these places where the immigrants and stay, they set fire to this. It's very sad, of course. The Italians are starting to get really angry. And the fact that this guy was blaming Di Maio and Salvini's policies of immigration, but at the same time he's saying that he's doing it because he wanted to stop Africans from coming to Italy. So he's actually endorsing the policies of the government, but he's criticizing them at the same time. And then there was somebody, when he was coming out of the bus, that shouted, "I love you." I mean, the whole thing is really odd, to say the least.
Well, you know, when we look at what's happening with the open borders, I think they're getting exactly what they wanted. They're getting the Balkanization, as we just had an American general say. He said all of this identity politics, and you could also include in that the open borders, it's meant to Balkanize various countries. You have a situation where people are not assimilating. The people who are coming here do not want to be a part of the society. And all it takes is one individual to do a terrorist attack on somebody. Like you point out, this guy doesn't like the immigration policy, so he goes and attacks some school kids. And then somebody sees that somebody from Senegal did that, so they go out and they attack somebody else who is from Senegal. And pretty soon you got a feud along bloodlines, along different community lines. And I believe that this is really, and we've said this from the very beginning, I believe that this was the ultimate purpose of the mass migration of people, to create these different conflicting communities that would then go to war with each other. And it's going to really intensify as we start to have automation come in and start to make things economically more difficult in a few years. People are going to start blaming each of the groups. There's going to be less jobs for people. They're going to start fighting between group to group.
Absolutely. We're going towards a race war, which is being forced upon us by the events. This guy, I mean, if you look at him, I will not let him drive a bus full of kids. He looks like a pervert. I mean, he was already a
well, he was.
Yeah, he was a pedophile. I mean, the fact that, you know, I'm a normal citizen here and I can't have access to guns, but a guy like this had a gun in his hand on his own job, which was driving kids to school or wherever. And at that point, he derails the whole thing and he makes a big stunt out of it, which could have turned catastrophic if it wasn't for the Carabinieri and for this child who managed to call them. And so I think that we are in front of a very dangerous situation, which is, of course, being programmed by the New World Order. The same thing happened in New Zealand. So this Great Replacement Manifesto, well, that is the problem, the Great Replacement. What they're trying to do in the last few years with the Kalergi plan here in Europe, which has been implemented by the EU for destroying the ethnicity of the European people, because the difference here in Europe that we have here in Europe instead of in the United States or Australia or South Africa, here we have ethnicities that have been living in the same places for thousands of years. Yeah. Now, they have their own tradition. They have their own diversity. The EU wants to destroy all this. That's why I think that in the next EU elections at the end of May, we will definitely see all these sovereignty parties, these populist parties winning. The problem is that after they enter into compromises with the devil themselves, because either you really go at war with the system and you arrest these people, because people like Juncker should be arrested, either you are fighting an impossible battle against a bunch of bureaucrats that are always going to win. Today we have the arrival of Xi Jinping, of the guy who represents the Chai Coms, this big empire. He's called in Italy the last emperor. He arrives in Italy and everybody bows down to the head of China, you know, like we are... in front of him, you know. And this is crazy. We are selling out the country to China. Europe is selling out to China. You're talking about Huawei. I mean, here in Italy, towers of Huawei are visible in Rome, and everybody can see them. So Chinese President Xi Jinping, how you call him in English?
Yeah, Xi Jinping, yeah. President Xi. It's kind of confusing because the previous Chinese president was who. So we got who was on first, actually. That's a comedy routine here in the United States. But now we got President Xi, which is politically correct because he's a guy, I guess.
Well, of course, he has brought also his wife. He wants to make a great impression. He arrived with 500 people in Rome. 500 people. I mean, his entourage is enormous. Rome has been put on hold. Everything is blocked because they have to open a new Silk Route. Now, let's remember...
Well, he's got a lot of cash. And speaking of cash, we've got to take a quick commercial break here. And we'll be right back with Leo Zagami. But you were spot on, Leo, when you said we have people who've lived in these communities for thousands of years. They had a rich multicultural diversity that is being shut down by this gray, homogenized European Union. And that's what Europe used to be. And we're going to make sure that it stays that way. We'll be right back with Leo Zagami, leozagami.com.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down?
Do you understand? I'm ringing the alarm. If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Leo Zagami from Italy. LeoZagami.com is his site. We're just talking about the attempted murder of a busload of kids by a migrant who is upset about the immigration policy. So he decided murder a group of kids, and of course the government there had not done any screening of the bus driver, somebody who had convictions for sexual assault against minors, as well as drunk driving convictions. So you put somebody like that, obviously, in the job as a bus driver. But when we look at what's happening here in the U.S., Leo's got an update on the Catholic Church sex abuse scandal and cover-up in Illinois. Tell us what's going on there, Leo.
Been covering this, as you know, in the past, and Cardinal Blaise Kupich said that he found himself in profound regret, and he was, going to sort out everything. Now, a group of attorneys is demonstrating that actually the Catholic Church is continuing the cover-up, not revealing to his flock the real extent of the crimes of these 400 Catholic clergy members in Illinois. So, according to this 182-page report that was published on Wednesday by the Minnesota-based law firm Jeff Anderson and Associates, the danger of sexual abuse in Illinois is clearly a problem of today, not just the past. So this means that the Catholic Church is doing nothing to really change things. And this is also demonstrated by what's happening in the Vatican after the summit on child abuse by the clergy last month. The Pope went to this spiritual retreat, and he even bought with himself one pedophile, somebody who actually was found having pedopornographic material on his phone. This guy called Bishop Zanchetta, he brought him to the retreat, and he said, "Oh, I don't believe, I think his phone was hacked. Bishop Gustavo Oscar Zanchetta is fine." So he brought him with him, and this guy is a pedophile, and everybody knows he's a pedophile. Then we have other people, like we had the French Philippe Barbarin, the French Roman Catholic cardinal, that went to the Pope to hand his resignations, and the Pope said, "No, I don't accept him, stay with us." This guy's been covering up pedophilia in France. No problem. So the Pope, after the summit on sex abuse by the Catholic clergy, is basically a Pope that thinks that everything has been sorted out with the summit, with a propaganda stunt, and that everything can go back like before. But in the south of Italy, there has been a revolt by people because a bishop in Isernia has put a Polish priest back, and he was found guilty not only of raping children, but of raping them in front of animals, of dogs that he will rape in front of these children.
Oh,
and at this point, the entire Catholic community openly staged a revolt in front of the Bishop of Isernia. The Catholic Church is starting to really get on the nerves of people. And I'm thinking that if they go on like this for another few years, well, we could maybe see the same thing that happened at the time of the French Revolution. They could really pay for their sins, because people are losing their patience. I mean, you have a Pope here that is not taking action and that is actually protecting these pedophiles. I mean, what
and that
is happening...
seems to be what's going on in Illinois. You've got, as you pointed out at the beginning, back in December, you had the Archbishop in Chicago saying, "Yeah, we're really sorry that we got into this," but now we've got the Attorney General of Illinois saying, and lawyers for these people saying, they're hiding this, they're continuing to cover up, they're not doing anything. There's more than 400 Catholic clergy members in Illinois that have been accused of sexual misconduct.
Yes, what they're saying actually is even worse. They're saying that the Illinois Diocese is hiding 200 additional priests and deacons.
In addition to the 400. Oh, okay, wow. Yeah.
The Anderson list includes those who were identified by the Illinois Diocese, but they add another 200 additional priests and deacons. So, I mean, this means that the Catholic Church in Illinois has lost any credibility, because we're talking about a church that only in December, like we pointed out, Cardinal Blaise Kupich has been criticized a lot in the last few months. So he should have done something, you know, covering up this priest. But of course,
and I have a feeling, and I think I've seen this, if it's not in Illinois, it's in other places, when they do give up some of the names, the people's names that they give up are people who have died or who have long since left the Catholic Church. The people who are still active and practicing, they keep them hidden, right?
Well, but you know what happened in Nevada a few days ago, no? There was that priest who was reached probably by one of his victims, and at that point he was gunned down, he was killed. This priest, was practicing his acts of pedophilia in New Jersey. He had took refuge in, in Nevada. And so somebody went and hunted down this guy, because you know what happens. I mean, they can't persecute some of these people anymore.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got Cardinal Pell, number three at the Vatican, Archbishop from Australia. He went through a long trial. Finally, he's going to go to jail for a few years. But that only happened because they removed the statute of limitations. And these things, it takes a very long time for these people to come to grips with what happened to them. And even if they remove the statute of limitations, as we saw in this trial, people die. It's difficult to prove something that happened decades earlier, so they typically get away with that. But let's go back to Illinois, because there's something happening in Illinois, Leo. I want to get your comment on it. This is from The Hill, talking about how the Illinois House, the state house there in Illinois, has voted to require LGBT history curriculum. At the same time, we got this kind of pedophile attack. I honestly believe that when we sexualize kids in kindergarten, when we say that they can make a determination about what sex they are in kindergarten, well before even puberty, that we're saying that they can make eventually what they're going to do is say that if you can make a determination about what sexual gender you are, you can make a determination about whether or not you want to have consensual sex, right?
Well, as you know, I pointed out in an article that I wrote back on the 10th of March that it's quite incredible that the Vatican agrees to sex change drug.
Exactly. It's, they've also embraced that. The Pope has agreed to a sex change drug. That's your article from March the 10th. Yes. I was going to bring that up next. Yeah.
And of course, there is a link to the article in question, which is from VaticanNews.va. So this is not a conspiracy theory. This is something that comes directly from a very important academic person, an expert on philosophy of law called Laura Palanzani, member of the Pontifical Academy for Life and the National Bioethics Committee, that says they will evaluate case by case. What do you want to evaluate? They are evaluating basically the use of this drug that stops the development, you know, blocks puberty. And it's now being given amongst the medicinal products available to the Italian National Health Service, as is probably given also in the U.S. And what happens with this drug is that you are blocking a fundamental physiological event in the life of a person. And so it might have repercussions, also very bad repercussions in the health of that person, because these drugs are dangerous, apart from being a monstrosity.
You're going to give heavy enough hormones and drugs to a young child. I mean, you have to be careful about giving heavy drugs to children anyway, because it can have profound effects. But it's going to be profound enough to change them sexually, these hormones that you're giving them. And you've now got the Vatican agreeing to that, just as you've got state governments in California and other places doing that, pushing back against the parents. When you look at where this is all, the convergence of liberal governments along with the Vatican, and then we're surprised that we have these pedophile situations in Illinois. They're going to mandate that LGBT civil rights movement historical figures are going to be taught to kids going back to kindergarten. We used to have a situation where you talked you would cover historical figures who had achieved something, not talked about historical figures simply because of their sexual practices. I mean, this is insane.
Well, I mean, it's insane that the Vatican can even have a say in this whole thing, because they should be really, at least have the decency not to say anything, because it's already terrible that the New World Order, the whole system, these globalists are forcing upon us this policy. But then we have the Vatican endorsing it. And of course, the Vatican is hand in hand with communist China, and the whole thing is like controlling
Exactly. We got to take a break. Thank you so much, Leo Zagami. LeoZagami.com. As I point out, the Vatican is agreeing to a sex change drug treatment for children.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some really good news, though. X2's back. The original X2. Deep Earth Crystal, pure atomic iodine, what you want, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be here in a week, manufactured in the U.S., InfoWarsStore.com. With the best iodine in the world, X2, it's available. I thought X3 is great. We still got another Deep Earth Crystal source, but I thought add the other two types of iodine. The scientists said do that. It sold a lot, but people want original X2. What? I was resigned to the fact we didn't have X2, but it came through about a month ago. We now have X2 again at InfoWarsStore.com, so hallelujah. It's been sold out for about almost 3 months, but we have now had the same company, the original X2, develop it again, and we were able to do the exact same formula. If you want to pre-order X2, the ultimate iodine out there, learn about the iodine conspiracy, learn about IQs dropping when you don't have it, learn about how the other iodines are bound, Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Welcome back as we continue our 50-hour broadcast in support of your individual God-given natural rights of free speech and to have a free press. And these things are under attack as never before. We've never had a situation where you, the people, have had a larger voice than you have right now on social media. That's why social media has to be taken down, and that's why they came after Alex Jones and InfoWars first in a very high-profile move. That was only about 7 months ago, and now we see what is happening worldwide as they have extended this, as you see New Zealand and other places acting exactly like we've seen dictatorships around the world. When you had revolutions in Egypt and other places, people were talking about on Twitter, block Twitter. China does it all the time, blocks all social media. And now you have different websites that were not a part of this broadcast, except only tangentially to what Facebook did. Facebook is not being punished. It's these other sites that were tangential to it. Oh, well, you haven't agreed to censor. So because you haven't agreed in advance to censor, you won't be able to do business. We'll shut you down. We'll block your URL. The next step, folks, is going to be blocking domain names. That's why, I believe, they moved domain registration out of the United States into an international organization. We have this troublesome thing here that they want to get rid of called the First Amendment. But there's a lot of ways that they can get rid of the First Amendment by gradually slicing it off. That's the pattern that they have followed with the war on self-defense with gun control. The founders understood that. They understood that you can shut down free speech. This can be a gradual process, or it can be something that's just one day you wake up and they've passed a law. And so they said in the First Amendment, Congress shall pass no law abridging this. But for the Second Amendment, they said you will not infringe it. They knew that they weren't going to wake up one day and say, well, we've just decided that you got to turn your guns in. They'd had a revolution already about that. They said, we're going to come for the cannons at Concord and Lexington. And they said, no, you're not. No, you're not. Santa Ana said, we're going to come for the cannons and Goliad. And they said, come and take it if you can. So they knew that it wasn't going to be just a fiat declaration, a single law that was passed. It was going to be a gradual process of infringement, death by a thousand cuts, slicing the Second Amendment step by step. Because they're not, there's too many people that have it here in America. You even hear that in New Zealand. And New Zealand is ready for the final step here, of course. But it's part of our 50-hour broadcast to defend your free speech and the free press. We have, as part of this 50-hour broadcast, 50% off InfoWars Life products and double Patriot points. So you're going to get the same amount of Patriot points, discounts for future purchases, as if you had paid full price on the products. But you'll get the products at half price. And we give you free shipping as well. And in addition, we are adding special flash sales. We've just added Super Silver Wound Gel, 55% off for this hour. That is in addition to some other specials that we had, 55% off. 55% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Super Blue products. We've got 60% off Brain Force Plus and DNA Force Plus. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our 50-hour broadcast, 50% off, but double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. We want to make this a win-win situation for you and for us. Let's defend your free speech, and let's defend a free press. And when we talk about that, it's amazing to me to see that the Washington Post is printing op-eds from Turkey's Erdogan. And here's the hypocrisy of this, as pointed out by Breitbart in their headline. Turkey's president, Erdogan, the guy who has jailed more journalists than any other government in the world. And here he is at the Washington Post. Remember how the Washington Post was patting themselves on the back because the Saudis had killed somebody who wrote for them, Khashoggi. And that's all we talked about for a very long time, but completely ignoring what Erdogan was doing. And now they have him publishing op-ed pieces, as we point out on Breitbart. We've seen CNN win an Excellence in Journalism Award for a town hall event where a rape victim was booed, and the Washington Post is now handing over its op-ed pieces to Turkish President Erdogan, who, as we all know, stands for truth, decency, and concern for safety. No, it's democracy is dying, not in darkness, but it's dying at the Washington Post. And then in New Zealand, we have a bookstore that is banning a Jordan Peterson bestseller. Now, Jordan Peterson pushes back against political correctness, and so the political correct people are going to push back against him in a New Zealand bookstore. They are still selling Hitler's Mein Kampf. Well, that's to be expected, right? Wouldn't you expect that somebody who endorses book burning would still sell books by Hitler, who is famous for his book burning? You know, this is basically, maybe the name of this, I don't know the name of the store, I should call it Fahrenheit 451 Bookstore. Give a little bit of irony there. You know, Fahrenheit 451, it was, they called themselves firemen. But they weren't putting out fires, they were lighting fires in order to burn books. And so these people who are our protectors, quote-unquote protectors, they're going to protect us from all this stuff that they don't want us to see. They are actually the destroyers of information. Just like the firemen were the ones who were starting the fires in Fahrenheit 451. A member of New Zealand Parliament, David Seymour, said, "You don't fight neo-Nazism by suppressing reading and books. A self-help book is an incredibly strange thing to suppress. I think this bookstore has made the wrong decision, but I respect that they're a private company. It's their right." And in this particular case, I agree. It's different from the argument saying, well, Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube, they are private companies, so they can do whatever. No, they are the town square. They have said so multiple times, and in fact, they are. And they have essentially a monopoly status. They're oligarchies. But it's near monopoly status, and they are the town hall. And if we don't want to allow the internet to be turned into some kind of 21st century of the company Coal Town that was owned by these individuals, then we need to stop it. And we already have the means to shut this down. We don't even need to pass any laws. We don't even need to call them utility companies. It's the government that is pushing censorship that pretends that it doesn't know the answer. But we do know the answer. I had a lengthy discussion with Robert Barnes, as I said yesterday. I'll keep repeating it. See that video. Robert Barnes knows all about 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. That was a case where one of these company towns, they owned everything, one of these coal company towns, they owned everything, and they owned the public square. A woman wanted to hand out religious tracts. They said, you're not going to do it. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. In 1946, in Marsh versus Alabama, the Supreme Court said, even if the private public square is privately owned, you can't shut down free speech. That's it, right there. Do Supreme Court decisions only apply if it's about killing babies? Is that it? We pretend that it is the final word, the law of the land, and so forth, cannot be changed, and yet we completely ignore other decisions that tell us exactly how this should work. Now, in this particular case, I agree. This bookstore is not a monopoly. They are not the public square. They are a private company, and it is their right to not sell Jordan Peterson books if they don't want to. I think it's very different than Facebook, Twitter, and Gulag, and their company, YouTube. Alex Jones coming up in the next, his program's going to be starting in just a few minutes. He's going to have, today, 2 p.m. in studio, Joe Rogan. And yesterday, I'll just remind you again, he had George Norrie of Coast to Coast Radio, he's saying, hey, we got such a bad Democrat field, maybe I should run for president. Kind of serious about it. We have Adan Salazar put up a poll that you can see on Twitter where you can vote for who you think should be the Democrat candidate. Should it be Beto O'Rourke? Should it be George Norrie? Should it be Joe Biden or, heaven forbid, Andrew Yang? All these people, I don't know. Which of those Democrats is worse? But I tell you what, Andrew Yang, I cannot believe that he is getting the kind of pass that he's getting. And now I'll just mention this real quickly. We've only got about a little over a minute. This story up on Infowars.com, the Kentucky governor has come out against forced vaccinations. Good for him. Good for him. Republican Governor Matt Bevin. This is a guy, he's got 9 kids, 4 of them adopted. He said, every single one of my kids has had chickenpox. He said, when they had chickenpox down the street, they did what people in my generation did, send the kids down so they could get these childhood diseases over with before it becomes more serious when they're exposed to them as adult. Make sure they get real immunity. Why do the vaccine companies have to give people multiple injections? Well, because we've seen measles outbreaks where patient zero was somebody who was injected twice. But we have these reactions across the board where they're going to keep kids out of school unless they get forced vaccinations. And it's going to get even worse. Look at the profit motive of this. UPS is going to now bring nurses to your doorstep to vaccinate you. Why are they talking about that? Well, because they've got a big pharmaceutical rep now part of the company.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever,
to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.